a rule-based method for enhancing burst tolerance in stateful microservices. Welcome to Journal Club. I'm Malcolm Diggs. In 2009, if you wanted the latest news on a breaking event, you didn't necessarily turn to social media. You turned to Wikipedia. For many people, it was the canonical source of truth of developing stories. If Wikipedia said it, then that's what it was. Such was the case on the afternoon of Thursday, June 25th, 2009. Sometime around 2:30 p.m. Pacific, doctors at UCLA Medical Center pronounced Michael Jackson dead. The news broke on several outlets within 20 minutes, and by 3:15, Wikipedia was struggling to stay up. Hit with a million views in less than an hour, which was an enormous spike back then, visitors to the site were greeted with messages like, "Cannot contact the database server. Unknown error. 10.0.6.24. In the moment, the underlying causes weren't necessarily clear. But in the days and weeks that followed, the team at Wikimedia, Wikipedia's parent org, spelled out in detail exactly what had happened. For a brief moment, a single event, an unexpected high-profile death, brought one of the internet's most robust information systems to its knees. To be clear, what happened that day wasn't a cyber attack or a systems failure in the traditional sense. It was a burst, a spike, a peak, a sudden explosive increase in user demand that exceeded what the systems were provisioned to handle. And while Wikipedia recovered easily, the incident illustrated a sobering truth for the rest of us engineers. Bursts don't wait. They don't follow your schedules or your scaling plans or your capacity models. They hit hard, and if your system isn't built with burst tolerance in mind, it will break. That's exactly the problem addressed in the paper we're exploring today, specifically within the context of microservices. While on one hand you can argue that microservices have enabled unprecedented scalability and modularity, stateful microservices, so those that manage persistent data, still remain particularly vulnerable to burst conditions. So in this paper, the authors propose a rule-based strategy for improving burst tolerance in these kinds of systems, not through prediction or machine learning, but through simple logic, reactive coordination, finely tuned to accommodate unforeseen vertical scaling. It's a pragmatic, low-overhead approach to a problem that any of us can face at any time. How do you keep your services alive when the whole world shows up at once? Let's dive in. Before we can address the problem, we need to define it. A burst is a sudden, short-term spike in system demand, an unexpected surge in requests that temporarily overwhelms available resources. Burst tolerance, therefore, refers to a system's ability to handle these peaks without significant degradation in performance or availability. This is particularly important for stateful microservices because they're, generally speaking, more sensitive to resource constraints than their stateless counterparts. Why? Well, stateful microservices hold on to session-related data, so ensuring consistent performance means more intensive and fine-grained resource management. When subjected to bursts, they must continue to process incoming requests, manage data caching, and maintain user session integrity. A failure anywhere in this chain can lead to performance bottlenecks, increased latency, and ultimately a failure to meet SLOs, the service level objectives. So, how do people normally handle this? Well, a common approach is simply to over-provision your resources. Spin up more than you need now, and ideally more than you'd need even in a reasonable burst. By having additional resources on standby, you're raising the likelihood that you'll be able to handle peak loads when they come. Now, obviously, this approach has its costs. Maintaining idle resources impacts operating expenses and increases the carbon footprint of your system. And that's even the case when the system is underutilized. Having it sit idle doesn't mean it isn't burning through power or racking up the charges. So, what's the alternative? Under-provisioning? Scaling for average workloads only? No, that risks system overload when the bursts come. So, what are you supposed to do exactly? How do you maintain a balance between resource allocation and demand anticipation? Well, That's where we've seen ML come into play in recent years. Prediction models have been employed to dynamically adjust resources based on predicted workloads. The idea being, if you can see the load coming before it arrives, you can adjust your provisioning in real time, allocating just what you're going to need to cover the next time window. Nothing more, nothing less. But these solutions are not a panacea either. They're forecasting machines, so they're only effective if the future looks like the past. If it doesn't, then the predictions might not be accurate, and you might end up scaling the entirely wrong way. Critically, it does nothing to help with black swan-style events, ones that are not reflected in the historical data and are impossible to predict. So, where does that leave us? Over-provisioning is too expensive, under-provisioning doesn't help, and traffic forecasting isn't useful for bursts. That just leaves rule-based methods. The author's proposed solution assesses current system demands and resource utilization to determine when to adjust scaling. Not what might happen later, but what's happening right now. If a node in the system is currently experiencing high memory use, it triggers a sequence of operations. First, the system identifies nodes that are underutilized and reroutes new connection requests to these nodes. This rerouting ensures that the most taxed nodes can have their loads lightened, enabling them to operate more efficiently under pressure. Once memory usage on a primary database node exceeds a defined threshold, the system initiates what the authors call a pseudo-primary failover sequence. This begins by instructing the database proxy to disallow new connections to the overutilized node. Simultaneously, the system scans the other nodes in the cluster to identify one suitable for vertical scaling, typically a secondary node with relatively high memory usage, as it's likely already handling meaningful load and thus stands to benefit from an increase in resources. While the chosen node is scaling up, that is, increasing its memory allocation, for instance, the system enters a load balancing phase between the remaining two nodes. During this period, the orchestrator continually monitors memory usage on both active nodes. New connection requests are dynamically routed to whichever node has more available memory, while existing connections remain untouched to avoid disruption. This dynamic proxy redirection ensures that no single node is overwhelmed during the transition. Once the scaling operation on the new node is complete, the system performs a controlled migration. The proxy begins gradually terminating client connections on the older nodes and reestablishing them on the freshly scaled node. This transfer is performed gracefully, using client retry mechanisms to avoid interrupting transactions. The newly scaled node now takes over a significant portion of the workload, providing immediate headroom for the system to continue operating under burst conditions. This process is repeated in sequence. Each node is scaled one at a time while traffic is balanced across the others. This staggered, rule-based approach avoids the need for historical training data or predictive modeling. Instead, it relies purely on real-time system metrics, particularly memory usage, to decide when and where to scale, ensuring responsive and deterministic behavior during traffic bursts. At least, that's how it works in theory. But how well does it work in practice? The authors created a prototype using a 3-node MySQL cluster deployed on Kubernetes. They subjected it to synthetic bursts generated with the Yahoo Cloud Serving benchmark service. They compared three scenarios: no intervention, simple redirection of new sessions to a secondary node, and full load balancing with vertical scaling, as proposed above. The results were compelling. In the most aggressive burst scenario, the rule-based balancing and scaling strategy nearly doubled the system's operational time before memory exhaustion and reduced the overall request failure rate from over 1% to just 0.04%. This improvement held across read, update, and insert operations, demonstrating not just better availability, but also more graceful degradation under load. And again, the system achieved these results without relying on predictive algorithms or pre-training, just rule-based logic and live metrics. So, what can we take away from this paper? At its core, the key insight here is that burst tolerance doesn't have to come from complex predictive systems. It can emerge from clear, reactive rules tied directly to real-time metrics. In practice, the authors show that even stateful microservices can be made resilient with simple failover logic, smart load distribution, and staged vertical scaling. More broadly, the takeaway is this. As distributed systems grow more modular and more dynamic, the ability to respond to pressure in deterministic, observable ways becomes a competitive advantage, a way for you to stay online and deliver consistently while your competitors stumble or go dark. Downtime is, after all, lost revenue and reputation. It's a missed opportunity to capitalize on surging demand exactly when the other players in your space are dropping requests or issuing error pages. So it's really not about surviving a burst. It's about designing architectures that expect them and can allow you to thrive during them. Turning bursts from something we fear, an event that has the potential to break our systems and erode trust, to something we profit from, an event that gives a much wider than normal audience the opportunity to experience our products, sample our services, and engage with our brands. What's refreshing about this paper is its focus on simplicity and control. No AI, no over-engineering, just a deterministic mechanism that actually works under pressure. And it's not theory, it's implementation ready. So if you're responsible for keeping stateful services stable under unpredictable load, then I'd highly recommend that you download the paper. Thank you for joining me on today's episode of Journal Club. This episode was written and performed by myself, Malcolm Diggs, and it was produced by Luis Lopez. Hope you enjoyed it. Signing off for now. See you tomorrow.